With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Hundreds of millions of Christians around the globe celebrating the resurrection of Christ on this Easter Sunday 2024. There are fewer pilgrims in Jerusalem this year, however, due to the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. Engineers in Maryland are beginning the long task of removing the remains of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge from the Patapsco River, where it blocks entrance and exit from the Port of Baltimore. Crews began yesterday to cut up the first section of twisted steel and carry it off. Seven floating cranes are on the job. The Biden administration is emphasizing bipartisanship in the wake of that bridge collapse.
Some Republicans in Congress are cool to the idea of the federal government paying for the reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge as proposed by President Biden. Asked about the possibility of GOP resistance, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said,
"You know, today this is happening in Baltimore. Tomorrow it could be your district, and we really need to stand together, red, blue, and purple, to get these things done."
Officials in Washington and Maryland say it's too soon to know the price tag of rebuilding the bridge. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New York is on track to become the first U.S. city with congestion tolls on drivers entering its central business district.
Transit authorities have approved a pricing plan authorizing a $15 toll for most motorists entering a zone that's south of Manhattan's Central Park during the day. Supporters of the toll say it'll push more people to use public transport and reduce congestion to speed up public buses and emergency vehicles. It's expected to raise $1 billion per year to fund improvements in public subway and bus systems.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A new drought leaving millions facing hunger in southern Africa just months after the region was drenched by deadly tropical storms. This is SRN News. A stark example of China's persecution of Christians. A pastor has been released from prison after 7 years, but finds himself unable to access even the most basic services because his government identification has been permanently revoked. Pastor John Cao was arrested in 2017 while returning from a missionary trip in Myanmar. Pastor Cao had visited the U.S. and married an American woman, but did not seek U.S. citizenship. Christianity is frowned upon by the Chinese Communist Party, which fears citizens having any higher allegiance than the government. A bill that ultimately would have put abortion to a vote of the people in Louisiana has failed in the legislature. The measure, which would have enshrined abortion in the Louisiana Constitution, was defeated in committee. The state has a near-total ban on abortion approved by lawmakers shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Several states across the country will put abortion on the ballot this November. This is SRN News. The largest uranium producer in the U.S. is ramping up work at a mine less than 10 miles from the Grand Canyon.
The work is unfolding as global instability and a growing demand drive uranium prices higher, the Biden administration and dozens of other countries pledging to boost the capacity of nuclear power worldwide, thus ensuring uranium will be a key commodity for many years. The market dynamics are good for the industry, not so, though, for Native American leaders who are very concerned about contamination. Jason Walker reporting.
At the NCAA basketball tournament last night, defending national champion UConn powered its way back into the Final Four by crushing Illinois 77-52. Alabama recovered from an early long-distance shooting problem to beat Clemson 89-82 and get to the Final Four. This is SRN News.